Thanks, Steve. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN. We're 312-981-7200. You know, in these times of political uncertainty, Wendy, what America needs more than anything is just to put a smile on our faces. And you know who does that better than anybody else, anybody in the country, anybody in the world? Gallagher. You know who comes in 83rd? My friend Jimmy Pardo, who's on the line with us right now.
Well, I'm excited. I'm up from 94.
You moved way up this week.
That's a solid 9-point jump, and I'm thrilled. I mean, I'm hearing these polls, a 9-point jump is huge.
That's a big at this time of year, Jimmy. That's a huge. And I don't know if you listen to the top 100 with John Leader every Sunday morning, but they said your name last weekend. I got so excited for you.
First of all, thank you, and I appreciate you bringing up John Leader. He does such a terrific
He's
job.
He's great, isn't he?
Who is that?
He does America's
down,
Top 100.
Wendy.
Oh.
Counts down the top 100 every Sunday.
Since every Casey... Sunday, the top 100. He counts them down, right? Does
yep.
he not, Bill?
Yeah.
<That's laughs> Talks very quickly.
Yep. That's him.
Yep.
How are you, Jim? It. Everything good?
Everything's good over here. We're doing the best we can. I'm thrilled to hear that it's 53 degrees in Montgomery, a city I never heard of until 45 seconds ago.
But you got to admit, for people that are going to vacation there, that's valuable information, don't you think?
I don't disagree that it is, or is it, but walk me through. Where is Montgomery?
Montgomery, Illinois.
That way.
It's over there.
Oh, it's over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so it sounds like you've driven through it.
Oh, many times. It's fantastic.
Oh, Wendy, you've gone through it as well?
I've heard of it, but I've never been there. Not lucky
you've
enough.
You've never been to Montgomery, Bill?
No.
I've never heard of it myself, but it sounds like Bill's been there.
When you come to town, Jimmy, if there's time... We're going to go there. You and Wendy and me and John Leader, the four of us, are going to head out to Montgomery and have a blast.
You know what the beauty of that is? And you know this better than anybody. You get Leader in the backseat of a car, that guy counts down everything.
Oh, everything.
If it helps at all.
He started, before you know it, he's counting down the top 10 best street signs. That's Leader.
Jimmy, if it helps at all, Montgomery is near Boulder Hill in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, that does a lot.
It's the gateway to Boulder Hill.
Now, that's why you were driving through Montgomery, right, Bill?
Yeah, to get to Boulder Hill.
Sure. And you, of course, know how to get to Boulder Hill, right?
Well, Lower Wacker's your best option.
I put the boulder in Boulder Hill.
Lower Wacker's for.
Jimmy.
I believe they shot most of the Blues Brothers in Boulder Hill.
Yeah, they did. Most of the principal scenes were shot there. Jimmy, we could goof around all day long, and we might, but the reality is there's something very big coming to town, and it's you.
Oh, you're very kind. Yeah, we got, I'm doing two live tapings of my podcast, Never Not Funny, this Saturday. After we're doing matinees, Bill. You know I love the daytime.
It's better to do a show in the daytime.
Listen, they've done it on Broadway for years.
Ever.
I'm just trying to adapt to the Broadway way.
Yep.
We got a 1:30 show. My buddy Matt Belknap and I, we're going to be there, and... for a 1:30 show that has special guest Bill Leff on it, a guy I went to high school with, seems like a good kid.
Don't know the name.
Well,
I don't either. Does he live in Montgomery?
You come on Saturday. You get to hear more about this name and more about this person.
Was there nobody else available of any renown? You couldn't get anybody bigger and more famous than this guy?
Well, I've got that at the 4 o'clock show.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, you do.
Cover all bases. Good for you. You can.
That made me laugh.
You can. Sure. You can say the name of the
four. Yeah, you can say who
ahead.
It is, or I'll say it.
What's that?
I said go ahead and say who's at the four. Bill and
I... We have Steve Dahl on the 4 o'clock show.
All right.
He's been to Montgomery. I know that for a fact.
Yep.
Well, we'll talk about it at length with him on Saturday at 4 o'clock, because I'm going to be all talked out from the 1:30, so I'm going to need him to carry it. I'm looking forward to it. I've been wanting to have you on my show... Bill, forever. I mean, I've been doing this thing 10 years, and I'm finally doing one in Chicago that I'm lucky enough that you're available.
Oh,
and,
I can't wait.
There are a few. I understand that they just released some more tickets for the 1:30. It had been sold out, and I think maybe some people, realize that they can't make it or whatever, but there's a couple tickets left.
How do people get these tickets, Jimmy? What do they need to do?
I think go to Zanies.com. I'm probably just pronouncing that, right?
Zanies. Say it.
Jesus!
It's a hard A. It's Zanies.
Okay. I should learn that by Saturday. Thank
what were you saying? Zanies?
I was saying Zanies.
No,
yeah.
It's Zanies.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people. Please. Please. I used to.
What?
just please. Please learn to pronounce Zanies, I guess is what I'm saying. Now, Jimmy, this is what I'm hearing. Ticket scalpers are getting in upwards of $1,500 per ticket to this thing. Is that possible?
This is not. Let's be very clear. I know that there's some Cubs controversy. These shows, these 1 o'clock, these 1:30 and 4 p.m. shows I'm doing, will be over in time for you to go see the Cubs. Even if you can get down to Wrigley with your high-priced tickets.
Yep. All right, that's good news.
We are also suffering from the scalper, as anybody in show business is.
Yep. Yeah. Now, when you book these,
we can rectify that, Bill F.
Wait. When you book these, though, you had no inkling that the Cubs would be going this deep into the playoffs.
Who did?
And World Series. Nobody did.
No, of course I. Well, first of all, I did. I thought they would.
You did?
They're the best team in baseball, so I saw them going to the World Series, or at least, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Even though I'm from the South Side, I support both teams. I'm not one of those, I'm not insane or a child.
All right, which am I? Because I'm a Sox fan.
But you're also supporting
the Cubs.
Wendy's been supporting, very supportive of the Cubs.
I feel they deserve it this year. But
they
deserve
it any year. Who cares?
No, not any.
Are you mad at clothing? What are you mad at? Who cares?
I have hatred.
Let everybody win.
No, I don't like that. It's North Side versus South Side, but this is an exception year.
But it's not. Well, come on. In these divided times.
Right. Listen to what Jimmy's saying, Wendy, because that's true. This would bring our nation together if Cubs and Sox fans could just hold each other and watch the game. It's better for
everybody.
It's
starting to happen because this team actually deserves it. Yeah. In the past, I don't know if teams have deserved it. Some of the players on there have been bloated egos.
Wendy holds a grudge against Jim Hickman. Isn't that weird?
I don't even know who that is, so no, it's not. That's not it.
This will sound like the most forced callback ever, but Jim Hickman is from Montgomery, Illinois.
You just tied it up with a bow is what you just did.
Yeah. Add with a caveat, apologizing to DeVance.
Don't you think the best jokes are always told that way, with an apology preceding the joke? I think so.
Boy, you wrapped that up so nicely. You should work in the customer service department at Macy's during the holidays.
Well, I'd love to. Ever since they changed their name from Marshall Fields, I'm furious.
You're mad.
My mints.
Me too.
Honey, I'm being sarcastic.
I'm not.
That's the difference between the two of you. Only one of you is sarcastic. The other's not. Jimmy, can you hold on for a minute? We have to pay some bills, and I don't mean run commercials. I mean, literally, we have to go up to accounting and pay some bills. You're okay with that?
I can hold during that process.
All right. Jimmy Pardo's coming to town. Tickets are available at it's pronounced Zanies. Go to Zanies.com. See his podcast. There's a 1:30 and a 4 o'clock.
Yes, that's it. And you'll be at the 1:30.
I'll be doing the 1:30.
Steve Dahl, 4 o'clock.
At the 4 o'clock.
Take your choice.
Yeah, take your
choice. I'm going to see Dahl.
Oh, are you? Jimmy Pardo's here. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's a comedian. He's a podcast host. He's a seamstress. You can see him in town at Zanies in Rosemont. Two tapings of his podcast, Never Not Funny. Jimmy, I hope you don't mind if I say this. I think you got one of the best podcasts running anywhere in the world.
I'm not going to mind that at all. Right. I will correct you. I think I am. I know you said comedically I'm a seamstress. I'm more of a seamstress than I am a writer.
Is that true?
I don't write very much. But
you
I
like to sew.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. I just built to sit in front of the singer on a Sunday afternoon.
It's relaxing. Don't you find it to be relaxing?
To hear that thing bob up and down.
Oh, man.
It puts you in a zen-like state.
Jimmy, do you remember, you can tell Wendy the story if you want, on your 21st birthday when I bought you a bobbin, you wanted a Reynolds 918, and I got you that kind of bobbin, and I thought you were going to cry.
Well, listen, I did cry, but that was done privately into a freshly sewn scarf.
Yep.
Are you good with the zigzag stitch?
Pardon me?
Are you good with the zigzag stitch?
Wendy, first of all, don't condescend to me. Of course I'm good with the zigzag stitch. You learned that's class
day
two.
One.
When you,
day
when
one.
You go to the learning annex.
Yeah. That if you don't have that, you've got nothing. They say that. They tell you that.
It's an embarrassment.
Right.
Bill, you tell me because you've taken the class.
Yep.
If you don't learn zigzag by class two, they tell you don't even
know
for class three.
Thanks for coming. We don't need you.
I took shop class, not home ec, so I never learned that.
Yeah.
I just like to be different and bug you, Jimmy.
Well, good. Would you make an end table?
An ashtray.
Yeah. Jimmy, keep us up to date on your career. Every time I talk to you, you've got big things coming. What's going on with you? Other than the podcast, what else is brewing for you?
You know what? Just a bunch of behind-the-scenes nonsense. Just pitching shows around town and hoping to God somebody buys something and we get back on the air. And that's really it. Just, I've got this wonderful relationship with Conan O'Brien, so we're just developing shows and, bringing them around to the 4,000 networks and, seeing what can happen.
Don't give up. One of them's going to hit.
That's all I could do. Bill, I appreciate the pep talk.
Really. That was good, Bill.
Don't give up. One of them will hit. You can write that down if you want. That's my advice.
You know what? You know I can sew. I'll put it right on the pillow.
Stitch it into my pillow. That'd be great.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
I'm glad you brought that back up, Bill.
Yeah, of course.
I'm having a slumber party in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
But I insist that nobody brings a pillow, yet I don't have any here. Do you have any sort of package deal that I can get?
I can, yeah.
Oh, do you want pillow.
Do you want to go through my pillow? We can set that up for you. Absolutely.
How many would I get for the price of one? That's my concern. I don't want just one for one. That sounds nonsense.
Well, Jimmy, they're running a special right now. You get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium quality My Pillows, and then 2 Go Anywhere Pillows just for the price.
And they
of
go
one.
Anywhere.
You can take them anywhere you want.
Go anywhere. I can take them in the car. I can take them to a ball game. That sort of thing.
If you were going to Montgomery, Illinois, and you needed pillows, I would say to you, grab this deal and do it fast.
Okay. Is there a website? Is there some sort of a code I got to use?
It's mypillow.com, promo code WGN.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Why are you doing
Save
this?
Save you some money.
Why not? We got to kill time and be funny, don't we? Why am I doing this? I got to sell tickets. When
right. You want people to come out. Are you kidding? How's the family? What? Your son Oliver's adorable. Is everything going well there? Are you enjoying those times with him?
Everything's great. He just turned 9 years old. And,
wow.
He's into fencing. That's his sport of choice.
Does he have an epi?
He does have an epi,
yeah.
And it's great for home invasion. He's ready to go at any time. So we.
What got him interested in fencing? That's a sport you don't hear of that often. It seems like it's from hundreds of years ago. Well, it is from hundreds of years ago. But why did he become interested in fencing?
You know, that's a great question. He had done soccer like every kid's forced to do, and he was good at it, didn't like it. Then we did baseball, and quite frankly, he's great at baseball. He just doesn't care about it.
He'd rather fence than play ball.
And so, like, somebody suggested maybe he doesn't like team sports, maybe he should try fencing. And so we went to fencing, and he loves it.
How about that?
And he's good.
Well, you were always, I remember when we were growing up, you loved Zorro. Every time I'd see you, you were like, oh, how about this Zorro?
It was, and I wish to God I could pull the actor's name so that I can continue.
Guy Williams.
God damn you to hell.
Guy Williams. That's Zorro. Don't feel bad. Most people wouldn't have got Guy Williams. Don't feel bad.
Well, I was going to say George Hamilton. Wasn't he the gay blade?
Yeah, he later played, yeah.
That's the only movie I walked out of.
Zorro the gay
honest
blade?
Honest to God, it was terrible. I walked out of it. And it was like a third-run theater. I only paid like $1.50 for the ticket. It just was terrible.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, Wendy? I've only walked out of one movie in my life as well, and it was at $1.50 movie house. It was Vegas Vacation.
Really?
Yeah, it's the only one that I turned to my buddy Pat Francis, and I went, nah, I'm good.
He Not goes, working.
Yeah, I'll get out of here. It was $1.50.
I know.
We had nothing else to do that day. That's how bad it was. Like, nope.
Do you remember the movie? Now, there have been 2 movies with the title Crash. The first one was with James Spader.
That one was
Holly
really
Hunter.
Good.
I walked out of that about 12 minutes in. And then Tree of Life, my wife and I, at about the 15-minute mark, we said, what? And we just left.
That's Kevin Costner, correct?
No, Tree of Life was Brad Pitt.
That's right.
And I would never ask for my money back because, you know.
You asked for your money back?
We went to the counter and there were 5 people in line. And I said, this is weird. I've never asked for money back. He goes, Tree of Life? I go, yeah. He goes, those other people in line, same thing.
How can you? That doesn't seem fair. You should get your money back.
I don't
You're the
think
one
it is
who
fair.
Decided to
I know.
Do it.
In retrospect, if I had to do it again, I would still feel guilty. It's the only reason I told you guys this story.
I know. I can tell the look in your eye. It's your confessional right now.
I still feel bad.
So where did you guys go to school the first time? I mean, you met in elementary school or high school?
Jimmy and I have known each other for almost 35 years, almost.
Wow.
Right, Jimmy?
Well, it would be 1980 we met, so.
Yeah. 36
years. 36
years? We've known each other for 36 years.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Is Bill a good friend?
Listen, the definitions of the word good friends are very flexible.
Because of Facebook, right? That's changed the meaning of friend.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to get into it on the air. There's some people we grew up with, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Right.
Bill.
Right.
But that's rough to witness.
So do you ban them? Because that's the problem people are having right now. It's like you don't want to unfriend a legitimate friend of yours, but
right.
This political arena has gotten ugly.
Right.
Well, you know what? For me, a lot of it is people from my past. I'm not necessarily friends with them anymore, so I was friends with them on Facebook to kind of stay in touch.
Right.
And it's like, you know what? It turns out I don't need to. I'm okay.
But that's the thing. People throw that word around because of Facebook friends. I know who my like Jimmy, I've known for 36 years. And one time when I was out of work, I came to Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, I need a little bit of money to get by. And he goes, no way. That's a true friend to say something like that to you.
Be very clear. I I gave you a job, sir.
You did. He did actually give me a
job. All right. Be careful. You should feel...
1985.
Yeah, 1985, Jimmy ran a music store in Lincoln Mall, and I worked there for, do you remember how long, Jimmy?
One day.
Now, okay, like you sold records and stuff or instruments?
JR's Music Shop.
Yeah, JR's Music Shop in Lincoln Mall.
Oh, I remember there was a JR's in North Riverside. Why did Bill only last one day? Not hip enough?
You know what?
He was stealing all the Hall and Oates records?
Yeah.
And Poco?
I think Bill decided that maybe he didn't want to do it. I think that's what it comes down to.
I thought that much like the people involved in the music industry, I got a cut of all the sales.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of payola going on. I wanted a piece of that.
I demanded a piece of the payola at JR's Music Shop. That's why.
Yeah, that was sad news when we told you it's not commission-based. I apologize. I should have told you up front.
I had a 401k plan in place. I'm like, I'm going to make millions off of this. But no, just below minimum wage, 10 cents below minimum wage.
Yeah, you know what? It was funny because your first day was not biannually. Is that biannually twice a year?
Yeah.
The biannual inventory. So it was on a Sunday night.
Right.
So your very first day was the inventory. And I think it was like at like 3 in the morning, you're like, why did I agree to do this?
It was a 14-hour day. And then at the end, they paid me under the table. And I don't mean that like quietly. Jimmy and I had to go under the table and he would hand me a check. That was a weird tradition. But
he's a good friend.
14-hour day, I walked away with $19.50.
It was something ridiculous. And then I remember you going, well, is this the job? And me and the guy, Keith, who was the manager, were like, this is not the real job. This just happened to be the worst person ever.
And then you bailed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bailed.
Did you ask for your money back? Like
I wanted my
movie?
Money back.
We wanted our money back.
Well, don't ask for your money back because you will be pleased as punch if you go see Jimmy Pardo. He will be at Zany's Rosemont doing a live taping of his podcast, Never Not Funny. You can go to jimmypardo.com or go to Zany's in Rosemont. A 1:30 recording with our own
with
Bill
me.
Leff.
Yeah.
And then a 4 o'clock one as well. And how do people get tickets, Jimmy?
Again, they can go to zanies.com and then click on the Rosemont page, like you just said, or jimmypardo.com. But you know what? If you guys are cool with it, why don't we give away a pair of tickets?
What?
We're done talking to me.
You're the most generous person on the planet, Jimmy. Caller 13.
Let's do it for the 1:30 show so they can come and see you, Bill.
Oh, that's even better. All right, caller 13 right now at 312-981-7200 gets a pair of tickets to see Jimmy's podcast, Never Not Funny. I will be the guest. Can't wait to see you.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy, come see us sometime, will you? It'd be nice to see you in person again.
You know what? I actually, my publicist is going to reach out to talk to you guys about that. I'll be there next month.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, we can't do next month.
No, next month's bad.
Geez, you're kidding me.
No, we're booked. For that. We've got Steve Dale, the pet guy.
Goodbye.
All right,
see you, Jimmy.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Caller 13 right now.
I just love him.
He's very funny. Really, one of the funniest people on the planet. 312-981-7200, be caller 13 and win a pair of tickets to see the podcast Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo.
And you.
And me. I'll be the guest. Stick around, more show coming, Bill and Wendy, WGN.